Hi, this is Michael, a real human being, and you are listening to Audio Teach. Introduction. In the EgoBot audio series, I'll attempt to give contemporary meaning to something philosophers, mystics, and psychologists have been discussing for centuries, which is the relationship between our conditioned, automated machinery and our conscious awareness, something that I believe is of immense relevance and one that, for whatever reason, is not being discussed. I believe many people today have no idea the extent at which automation can literally take over and run their lives. You see, the thing is, we humans are actually designed for automation. It's our default state. And while we also have the mental machinery to choose our own path on this journey through life, it is not an automatic process. This is because piloting your own life requires agency, which requires more than just occasional, sustained, and directed mental effort, something many today, as we'll discover, are just not capable of. They end up feeling stuck, like their life doesn't go forward. And this is precisely what happens. Life becomes little more than a series of patterned programs that create the same experiences day in and day out, attract the same relationships, and maintain the same exact conditions. This happens because we were never taught the true nature of what exactly our body actually is. You see, that thing you think of as your body, what looks back at you when you peer into the mirror, is actually a collection of highly intelligent systems, many of which are designed for automation and capable of operating without any conscious input from you. It's a dynamic organism that is much more complex and capable than what we were taught in biology and anatomy class. It's the vehicle that transports our consciousness along this journey we call life. Because you are able to hear these words and process their meaning means you are in possession of an extremely sophisticated late model EgoBot. This vehicle wasn't built, it was grown cell by cell, system by system, over approximately 9 months of biological precision. And whether you believe it was designed by a higher intelligence or was refined over millions of years of evolution, and it was delivered to you the very moment of your first breath, without an owner's manual or a single lesson in how to operate it. Your EgoBot has a navigation network of roughly 86 billion neurons, a liquid crystalline body-wide memory storage system woven through every cell, and an electromagnetic field that extends beyond its physical boundaries to interact with the world around it in ways science is only now beginning to measure. It came equipped with a self-regulating engine that never requires conscious ignition and a threat detection system faster than any technology humanity has yet produced. And in all likelihood, you've been driving it your entire life without even understanding its extraordinary design. The truth is, most people never learn how to drive their EgoBot. They inherit it, they inhabit it, and then they allow it to navigate entirely on autopilot, running the pre-installed programs of childhood conditioning, ancestral inheritance, and biological survival imperatives. They fail to see how authoritarian entities have discovered which levers to pull and buttons to push to keep the vehicle moving in directions that serve narratives not beneficial to the owner of the vehicle. The result is a life that feels less like something being lived and more like something happening to you. In this audio series, I will present an explanation of this vehicle you call yourself in a way you've probably never heard before. We'll discuss the biological, psychological, and the energetic systems, but most importantly, and the core of this audio series, the autopilot system. All EgoBots come equipped with a highly efficient and robust operating system that can, and routinely does, navigate the vehicle on automatic through entire days, weeks, and years of human life with hardly a single conscious input from its owner. For certain purposes, this autopilot is an extremely useful feature. It manages the thousands of biological housekeeping tasks that would quickly overwhelm the conscious mind, and it executes familiar routines with an efficiency that conscious deliberation could never match. It makes life easy. But the autopilot was programmed in a world that no longer exists, and by experiences the owner may not even remember. Even worse, it often runs programs installed into it by other people, and it has no mechanism for questioning whether all this programming is beneficial or harmful, or whether the destination it is steering toward is one the owner, being you, would actually choose. Left in charge too long, the autopilot completely takes over driving toward destinations programmed by evolutionary tendencies and outside influences. The owner, the I am, the aware, choosing, and genuinely alive presence that is the entire reason the EgoBot vehicle exists in the first place, slowly disappears from the driver's seat and becomes a passenger, while the EgoBot drives on efficiently, automatically, and entirely on its own pre-programmed path. Something Francis Crick, the biophysicist credited for deciphering the molecular structure of DNA, called the zombie state, the state of being alive but not really living. As we go through this audio series, you will begin to see more clearly just how many people in our society exist within this state today. They never understood their EgoBot, how to operate it, or how easily outside programming, oftentimes nefarious, can influence it. A human being can possess enormous external freedom and yet be imprisoned within a life of automation, mentally chained to the pattern programs of their past and to the one steadily fed into the automatic mind of their EgoBot by others. This audio series exists because that outcome is not inevitable. I believe learning to drive your EgoBot deliberately is one of the most important things you will ever do. When we are done, you will see yourself and the world in an entirely different way. Let's get to it. I'll meet you in the next audio.